forgot I was the dopest in town. Can't believe I forgot I wore the spiritual crown. Can't believe you would believe that I'm down, I'm not out. The heir to the throne, I'ma give you some running around. Can't believe I, can't believe I. Give you some running around.
I do the running about, man of the house. You do the blubber around, what's that about? Rubbery mouth, look at the queen of the south. Get out my way, you need alternative routes. Picture perfect and I'll frame it like this. This ain't no regular chattery bitch. Used to be nice but I'm born again. I cleanse my mind, I cleanse my grind and now I'm in. Focused on writing these poems, quill penning like beyond. A lot of these rumors imploded. Eagle on mics and I'm soaring. Metal on wood and I'm sawing. You'd only wish I had died. Feeling immortal, alright. Long live the feminine strides. Long live the right in society. OG sorority. You owe the queen an apology. Capitalizing on murdering letters. A, B, C. Could it be that I'm a hybrid, distinctly moving swiftly?
I think the most imperative thing about the African mind is that we seem to forget that everything that has or was created by us was taken from us and recreated again. So we think it's a new ideal, but in actual fact, it was created and owned by us to begin with.
Can't believe I forgot I was the dopest in town. Can't believe I forgot I wore the spiritual crown. Can't believe you would believe that I'm down, I'm not out. The heir to the throne, I'ma give you some running around. Can't believe I, can't believe I. 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 The heir to the throne, I'ma give you some running around.
And you know, the funniest thing, or rather the funniest comment that I've heard is about how I've diluted my sound, changed the kind of songs I'm on. Like she's on house songs, she's on gospel songs, she's on different songs, like in comparison to where I was, you know, where I started hip hop. And I just think, in order to preserve a culture and something that was so rich and diverse, I have to do those things. As much as I'm a female hip-hop artist, by the way, I just feel like hip-hop was born in Africa, right? It's Imbonyi, all the way back to the 16th century. So I'm here to really manifest in whatever sound, whatever genre, keeping my culture alive and keeping our culture alive should be the prerogative of every influential person, you know? It's one thing to spit about, you know, rims and having money, but it's another to appreciate your culture and where you're from. That can never be taken from you.